I'll just go ahead and kind of get things started here. And again, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy. I was seeing some of the posts from your office going out and going to different events. So much appreciated. So let's start off with 2024 then. Firstly, with a focus on your writing, what were you kind of proud that you were able to accomplish within your writing?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity. First off, Merry Christmas to you, the team, and everyone listening. Happy New Year. As we look back, you know, it was a really big year. I was proud of a number of things. One, a significant funding increase for our local hospital, additional investments into Campbellford Hospital. It's the second largest in Northumberland Hills Hospital's history. Of course, the largest coming just 2 years as well when we fixed the hospital fund. An infrastructure, we want a rural Ontario where you can live, work, and raise a family. So the opening of the new arena in Campbellford, the new rec center, home of the Trent Hills Thunder, investments in Brighton, you think to King Edward Park Arena, the roof repairs there, pickleball courts, and now some of the new small businesses, fully accessible area there, really revitalizing that space. And then, you know, we look to the senior center in Port Hope that's up and running with new programming. So everywhere you look, Asphodel Norwood, we broke ground earlier in the year on the new renovations there. And that's how families are enjoying that. And in Keene as well. So everywhere you look, rec centers, we're making investments so that the future Sidney Crosbys can grow up and play in arenas and families have places to go.
For sure. Absolutely. And in terms of, you know, within your role as Minister of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development, what were some of the accomplishments within that portfolio?
Yeah, on that, very proud. Three Working for Workers bills in the last year since I've been minister. Most recently, you know, making sure we support families, adoptive and surrogacy leave, so you don't have to choose between being a worker and being a parent. New critical illness leaves, so people battling things like multiple sclerosis, cancer, Crohn's and colitis, have job protected 27-week leave. With EI entitlements, you know, ending the Liberals' tax on the trades, waiving exam fees, making life more affordable and promoting trades as a career. Once you've got a job in the trades, you've got a career for life, breaking down barriers, launching our Level Up Skilled Trades Fairs, bigger and better than ever before, coming to communities like Coburg and then into the city. You know, well over close to 40,000 youth went through there. So a lot to be proud of, and investments in things like Edge Factor, you know, and junior achievement locally, supporting youth, getting better training, better jobs with bigger paychecks, helping PSW and nurse training locally in our own communities, and you know, launching new trades courses at Loyalist and Belleville. So really proud of the local investments we've made, getting tough on bad actor employers, making work sites more safe with personal protective equipment, mandating that for women, bringing the same standards from Bay Street to Main Street. So lots to be proud of in the past year.
Absolutely. And I guess kind of sticking on that theme then of that portfolio and looking ahead to 2025, what's kind of on the docket for you of stuff that you kind of want accomplish heading into the new year?
Yeah, great question. I mean, my priorities locally are a new hospital in Campbellford. I've been really working hard to get that over the finish line, working on new school in our community as well. Infrastructure funding, you know, we have an announcement in Coburg. We're working for investments in Brighton as well to support new housing growth, you know, so that people can have a place to call home. And on our file, you know, going to continue supporting workers. And making sure that they're protected, creating a low taxation environment, you know, for Ontario to continue to grow. We can't afford punishing taxes. We've seen that experiment both in Ontario with Kathleen Wynne and federally with Justin Trudeau's carbon tax, and it's stifling jobs, our dollars going down. And so, you know, we need to create an environment like we've done here in Ontario where we haven't raised the tax to support job growth, like Premier Tech's expansion, Baxter's Bakery in Coburg, where I was, just to round out 2024 for new 52 jobs, new investments there. And you know, in our portfolio, we're going to keep supporting men and women entering the trades, investing in better training, better jobs, bigger paychecks. It's how we've got to tackle the productivity decline in this country to support people with better training, and we're doing that everywhere we look. And I mentioned some of the in our own community, but we're also seeing, you know, groups in Toronto, for example, through our employment service transformation, now just 13,000 in the latest updated data that I got that were on Ontario Works that have now transitioned into a job. We've got to keep making investments to support people to have dignity and a paycheck, and you know, and also sure they have a place to call home.
For sure. And a lot touched on there. But is there anything else you wanted to make sure that people are aware about, whether it be in the past of 2024 or moving forward into 2025?
Well, just that I would end by saying, you know, best ideas come in our own communities. And so I look forward to hearing from people. I'll give an example. Rick Ash, who's a firefighter in Hamilton Township, spoke about occupational exposures that firefighters face, 4 times more likely to get a cancer diagnosis as a result of their profession. And we made changes to make sure Rick, his family, and other firefighters like him are supported, investing in prevention as well. So these ideas start locally, and there's often a story like Rick's that underpin good public policy. So I just want to say, you know, for Tyler, myself, Dave Smith, all local MPPs, Rick Brzee, you know, we're open. Our doors are open for the ideas, and really welcome great ideas, which all start local. So again, a Merry Christmas to everyone, a Happy New Year, stay safe, and all the best for a healthy and prosperous 2025.
Fantastic. And a Merry Christmas to you as well. A happy holidays, and hopefully the new year brings some good things for you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.